Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Matt Lackenmeyer. He is with Kist Livestock in Mandan, North Dakota. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, how are things out west? How are things going out there? You're in Mandan.
Oh, pretty good. You know, things out here look a lot better than they did last year. Everybody got some hay put up and managed to get enough feed gathered up for the winter time. So last year was a lot different story. Things were dry and hay supply was very limited, but this year here with the crops and the feed, the forage supply is very good.
Wow, talk about a quick turnaround.
Yes. Yeah, within 1 year it's night and day difference.
That is wild. Wow, that's great news. What really turned you guys around? Was it the rains for the summer, spring rains, or what was it?
It was just, we started getting rains earlier. Last year, we didn't have much for moisture at all until we got into August. So this year here, we started getting some rains towards the end of May, and April was obviously pretty cold, but we got towards the end of May and beginning of June, then the rain started coming, and it just, turned around.
Oh, great. And then last year, some people had to downsize their herds. Are they on the way of increasing them now again, putting them back where they were, or how are people sitting there?
The way it looks this fall, I think people will start increasing their cattle numbers. Last year, there was, quite a few areas that had to, sell off some numbers, trim their cow herd down, and just to be able to hold on to them cows with what they had for feed supplies and without buying too much hay. It costs a lot of money to ship the hay, and there was quite a few guys that were able to ship cattle to the feed, which is a lot cheaper than trying to ship the feed to the cattle. So there was guys that did that, and then there was also with pasture situation, some guys sold off early, and they've been looking at trying to replace them cattle, and this looks like the year that they're going to end up being able to do that.
Hmm. The landscape must look much different this year. The landscape must look much different this year.
Oh, yes, yeah, it was. Last year about this time, we were pretty green. Now we're in normal season. Everything looks real good, comparable to last year. But, last year, once we got into August, that's when the rains started coming.
What about the shape of the cattle? How are they doing?
Real good. I mean, the cattle look good. A lot of them calves are going to be ready to come back in to market here shortly. We're probably about 2 weeks away from the calf run being ready to start, and a lot of the cattle look real good.
Good. How about prices? How are you sitting there?
The calf price looks like the demand for calves will be good. I mean, with the feed around, there's going to be guys that are going to end up backgrounding their calves, and of course determines the price when they're coming off the cow. But the price of the calves looks like it'll be just as strong as last year, if not, maybe $8 to $10 higher than it was last year.
Sure. And then you are home of the Hermanson Kist Livestock Sale, Horse Sale, right? Is that what is it?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be September 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's a big colt special. The first day we're looking at probably selling about 840 some colts that we'll be selling. Some very good colts, very good bred colts. So that sale's right around the corner, and it attracts people from all over, the United States here, and it's the largest colt sale in the United States.
Oh, you're kidding. Where do they all come from? Where do all those colts come from?
Oh, they're all over. I mean, you got a lot of the, connecting states from Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana. You get horses coming from Iowa, Texas, Oklahoma. There's just all over. There's horses come for many miles.
Wow. I need to get to that sale one of these years. Not that I need a colt or another horse, but that would be fun to see.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, that's the problem. You never need another one, but as long as I don't bring a trailer, I should be okay.
Right.
Would you have riding horses too for sale at that sale? Or?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's the first day is all colts, and then you get into Saturday, you'll have ride-ins and you'll have some colts. They have a race section also, which is, it's for, the barrel racers, the more performance type horses. So
Matt Lackenmeyer with Kist Livestock, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you.
Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.